Welcome to Healthy You Radio Network, radio that empowers you to heal you. This is Dr. Keisha Ewers, your network host, and I'm proud to introduce the most dynamic show on radio that's all about the health of your mind and the expansion of your consciousness. Welcome to Mind Matters Radio with meditation guru, registered hypnotherapist, Enneagram coach, and Reiki master, Ajay and Boris.
Ever wonder what you're really capable of? Scientists tell us we use only a fraction of our true potential. Welcome to Mind Matters, part of the Healthy You Radio Network, where we'll explore the frontiers of human growth. Find out what experts in the field of psychology, personal and spiritual growth, relationships, and science have to say that will help you to live your life to the fullest. And now your host, Ajay and Boris.
And welcome, everyone, to Mind Matters Radio. I'm Ajay and Boris, your fellow explorer of human potential. And we're here every Monday for one reason, and one reason only, and that is because your mind really does matter, and we want to explore everything that's out there that we can find that might just help to heal your mind, expand its horizons, maybe change your perspective. So here we go. And this week, my guest is Deborah Childhouse. And she is the author of BioTouch, Healing with the Power of Our Fingertips. And she's been a contributing writer for the BioTechs. It's a nonprofit organization, and for their website and their newsletter and all of that. She's a board member of the BioTech organization. And this BioTouch, Healing with the Power in Our Fingertips, is her first book. So, Deborah, welcome to Mind Matters.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. It really is. Always interested to hear about things that I haven't heard about before, and I hadn't heard about BioTouch. So maybe let's start by just talking a little bit about what BioTouch is and how it's different than other forms of energy healing.
Absolutely. Well, what BioTouch is a healing touch technique for everyone, because it's simple to learn, it's inexpensive to learn, and everyone is effective the very first time they try it, even children. And what it is you use the first two fingers of each hand, and with those fingers, you very gently touch on the skin, so it is a skin-to-skin contact, lightly like a butterfly touch, and you touch specific points on the body, and the combination of specific points and the touching seems to encourage the body to heal itself. And it brings down pain levels, it brings down stress levels, inflammation, it alleviates symptoms of disease, and it just leaves people feeling very relaxed and cared for.
Interesting. Okay. So, can you tell me the places that you touch, are they in some way related to meridians or nadis or, you know, some sort of energy channel?
Well, you know, people say that and they always ask, you know, but what it is these are 17 specific sets of points that this system was made up, 25 years ago or so. Mm-hmm. By a small town healer in Colorado. And this system just kind of came to him. And so what it is these 17 sets of points correspond to whatever it is that's bothering you. For instance, if you have a tension headache, so I would then work on the back of your neck. There are specific points on the back of your neck that I would concentrate on to help get rid of that. Let's say you had bronchitis. So then I would work on specific points on your chest. And we have points on the back, on the head, on ears, around the eyes, around everything, you know, shoulders, you name it. We have points. And we also do a sweeping. It's a very light sweeping that we do along with just touching the points.
Okay. So have you investigated to see if those points somehow relate to any of these channels from other traditions, or is that something that you just haven't looked into?
Well, I haven't looked into it, and probably the reason is because, you know, BioTouch is something that we keep simple so mm-hmm. that it's for everyone. And that's really one of the most beautiful things about BioTouch is the simplicity. You don't have to center yourself, concentrate, or focus, or meditate. You don't have to have healing abilities. You don't have to have a hierarchy of masters and gurus and none of that. It's so simple. You can be touching somebody on these specific points, and you can be thinking about what you want to cook for dinner that night, and you will still be effective. And truthfully, I don't want to work that hard. So this is really is, you know, for me and for most people, this is the way to go.
Interesting. Okay, so let's hear about what kind of results have you gotten? How many have you done this BioTouch healing with many people?
Yes, and so I have been a practitioner of BioTouch for over 6 years now. Mm-hmm. And the vision is that people learn how to do this because it is so simple, and then they work on their friends and their families, their neighbors. They don't actually have to come to any specific practitioner. We can all just, you know, learn how to do this easily. But I have volunteered at the BioTouch Center here in Tucson. This is a center where people come. They can take classes very inexpensively. But if you're not in Tucson, you can just download the entire training manual at the Just Touch website, and you can also learn the technique very simply. And so I have volunteered, as all the practitioners at the center here are volunteers, and we give half-hour BioTouch sessions, and we don't even charge. It's free, donations only. This is such an amazing organization. It's a nonprofit, 501(c). It's a teaching foundation. So people can come to the center and have sessions, or they can take classes to expand on this vision of people all around the world, hopefully someday, learning how to, you know, work on each other and helping each other.
And so did you say that people can learn from a manual that's available?
Yes, yes. They can learn from a manual. They can download it, or they can buy a hard copy. So they can download the manual for $18. That's the entire technique. Mm-hmm. Or they can order a hard copy, and it comes with us a DVD. You can actually see people doing this technique. And you can also take classes online, because obviously not everybody is here in Tucson to take the classes here at the center.
Right.
Yes, and what I have seen as a volunteer practitioner over these 6 years, and that's one of the reasons I wrote the book, is because I saw so many amazing things. I saw so many people that were helped, so many suffering people, you name it, with the pain, arthritis and, you know, back pain and strokes. And, you know, I mean, there isn't a person that BioTouch cannot help in one way or another. Because if nothing else, it brings down the stress levels, it brings down pain levels, and it makes people feel cared for.
Mm-hmm. Right. In fact, that was my next question to you, if you could identify the mechanics of how it actually works.
Well, it's so interesting. You know, we like to say, well, you know, we don't even really know how it works. We just know that it does. But there have been studies done on BioTouch. Three doctors did independent studies, and their studies mirrored each other. Their results were the same, and that is that people do feel much more relaxed. Their blood pressure goes down, their stress levels, their pain levels go down. They feel cared for. And then one doctor took it a little further, and in her study, cortisol levels, which are stress hormone levels, those mm-hmm. were lowered, and interleukin 12 levels were raised. Interleukin 12 is immune booster.
Okay. What about, did they look at oxytocin by chance?
No, not that I know of.
Oh, okay. I would expect that to probably raise. That's the bonding, you know, feel good hormone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, in fact, just being touched, you know, like you say, the oxytocin probably goes up. I would imagine the stress hormones go down, and that alone is going to give, you know, some sense of well-being. You know.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of times when we're stressed out, it makes whatever pain we're having worse.
Right. Do you feel that this would fall into the category of energy healing, or is it not really a matter of energy at all?
Well, you know, some people do put us in that category. Mm-hmm. We try not to categorize ourselves really, because we like to think, you know, BioTouch is just simple touch between one person and another.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a loving touch, and we like to keep it, you know, as simple and down to earth as possible, so that it is inclusive of everybody.
Right. I can understand that and appreciate it too. I like, if you keep it very simple, normal, natural like that, it eliminates that sense of hierarchy, as you said earlier, you know, a sense that, well, some people are going to be true masters of this and others are going to be, you know, still learning and that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that definitely has some appeal to it.
And just one more thing about how people feel when they're touched. We call it's something we call the wow factor, and it usually happens within the first 5 minutes of a BioTouch session when people, it's like they know that there's been a change, that some change is happening in the deepest, you know, seat of their consciousness or in their cells or something. And they don't even have to describe it that way. They just know. They just feel that something is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful thing.
Hmm. So for headaches, you say you can touch in the neck. Can you give some examples of other you know, ailments and approximate locations of touch?
Absolutely. So if you, again, have the tension headache, then yes, I would work on the back of your neck. But if you had a migraine headache, which is so completely different, then the set of points is very different. It's really on the side of your head and coming down the side of your face. For sinus, a lot of people have sinus problems. So we work above the eyebrow area and below the eye area, next to the nose area.
Mm-hmm.
We have a metabolism set. And so what we do is we do a lot of touching around the front of the throat by the thyroid gland for heart issues and circulation issues. We work around the heart. And so all of these sets of points make so much sense. When you think about it, you know, mm-hmm. if you don't use it as a, you know, like a medical, you know, way of looking at it, but just common sense. So let's say that you, you know, have arthritis in your fingers. So we would do a lot of touching around, you know, the specific area of pain and
That makes good sense. So what if somebody had a more general thing, say an autoimmune, you know, disease or something like that? How would you approach that?
We would do a lot of work on the metabolism set there. Mm-hmm. For diabetes, we actually have a sugar point that we would touch repeatedly. And people have reported that they've actually needed less insulin. The thing about BioTouch is, yeah, occasionally somebody will have one or two sessions and they will be completely, you know, their health will be completely changed and turned around and improved.
Mm-hmm.
But on the whole, it's really about consistency, especially with a chronic condition. So most people would need one or two times a week, you know, on a more consistent basis. Some people come in to see us and they feel great and they want to stay that way. So they use it as a prevention, actually.
Hmm. Well, great. And of course, since it's just by donation, that's easy on the budget.
Yeah, I'll say it's very easy on the budget. Everything about BioTouch is easy on the budget. You know, to even just downloading the manual, $18. I mean, what? You know, where can you get an entire system like this, you know, the knowledge for $18? Because, you know, this organization, the last thing on its mind is making money, I must say. They are so unusual.
Wow, that's great. Can just while we're at it, can you give the web address of your website then?
Yes. Well, my website has a lot more information about, you know, BioTouch and the organization and my book, and that is DeborahSchildhaus.com. That's D-E-B-R-A, S as in Sam, C-H, I-L-D as in David, House, H-O-U-S-E.com, DeborahSchildhaus.com. And then the BioTouch website is JustTouch.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Well, hey, let's go to a break right now. And when we come back, I'd love for you to share some stories of some of the, you know, success stories, people who have really felt dramatic benefits. So stay with us. You're listening to Mind Matters, and I'm talking with Deborah Schildhaus, a BioTouch practitioner and author of BioTouch, Healing with the Power in Our Fingertips.
Are your meditations deep and blissfully relaxing? Do you experience the ease of pure being, the unboundedness of universal consciousness? If not, would you like to take your meditations much, much deeper and really feel profound results? Well, you can. Guaranteed. Now your meditation practice can be deepened through private instruction with a true meditation master. This is how meditation has been taught from time immemorial, one-on-one, so your practice can be geared to meet your personal needs and experience. Spiritual practice was never intended to be one-size-fits-all. Ajayan Boris has studied and taught meditation to thousands around the world for the past 45 years. He has intimate knowledge of beginning and advanced techniques from a number of meditation traditions both East and West. Whether you're new to meditation or have been meditating for years, he'll help make sure your meditations are all they can be. Schedule an appointment with Ajayan. If you're not satisfied, your consultation is free. To schedule an appointment, email ajayan@ajayan.com or call 425-677-5451 today. That's 425-677-5451. 425-677-5451.
Do you suffer from allergies, food sensitivities, hormone imbalance, depression, fatigue, weight gain, burnout, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, autoimmune disorders, skin problems, anxiety, or have stomach or gut issues? There is a solution. Dr. Keisha Ewers has over 30 years in medicine and brings the world of naturopathic medicine, Ayurveda, and her Western medical education together to form an integrative approach to solving the root cause of illness. Dr. Keisha spends more time with her patients than most doctors and really listens to their stories in order to help cure a problem rather than just treating symptoms. Give yourself the gift of good health and call Dr. Keisha today. Take control of your life and call Fern Life Center at 425-391-3376 for an appointment. For more information about Dr. Keisha and Fern Life Center, go to fernlifecenter.com. Most insurance plans accepted.
Enjoy a relaxing, healing, hour-long Reiki session through the hands of meditation and Reiki master Ajayan Boris. Reiki treats the whole person, including body, emotions, mind, and spirit, creating many beneficial effects that include relaxation and feelings of peace, security, and well-being. Many have reported miraculous results. Ajayan incorporates tantric mantras and yantras that bring an added dimension and power to traditional Reiki healing. To find out more and to schedule your appointment, email ajayan@ajayan.com today.
Don't touch that dial. You might miss something life-changing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And welcome back to Mind Matters. I'm Ajayan Boris. And just a reminder, if you are traveling, you're out of the Seattle area, so you can't tune in to 1150 KKNW, where our show is. You can still listen to our show from anywhere in the world. Just go to ajayan.com. Click the Mind Matters link and listen now, and you'll be able to stream the show live. You can also listen to all our past shows. And by the way, I just, as my New Year resolution, I decided to catch up on posting all the past shows. I was getting a little bit behind. And now all our shows, our past shows, are up there at jn.com under the Mind Matters, on the Mind Matters page. So 5 years of great shows, amazing guests, plenty to listen to. So tune in to that. And of course, on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, although Mind Matters is Mondays only, the Healthy You Radio is show is Tuesday and Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m., same hour. And Dr. Keisha Ewers tells you the myriad of ways you can be empowered to heal yourself. And that is really what holistic healing is about, to learn new lifestyle choices that allow your body to heal itself, to use its own natural healing power. So plenty of wonderful insights on those shows. Listen in to Dr. Keisha Ewers on Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 1 to 2 p.m. All right, so we are speaking with Deborah Childhouse. She is the author of BioTouch, Healing with the Power in Our Fingertips, and a very simple approach to healing, and yet very profound, right, Deborah?
It certainly is.
And sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, before the break, I promised some stories that would give us a sense of just how significant this healing can be. So I'll leave it to you, Deborah. Whatever you want to talk about, I'd just love to hear these, you know, success stories.
Well, we actually keep a testimonial book at the BioTouch Center here in Tucson. And it is a three-ring binder that people have added to over the years that they wanted to share the way BioTouch has transformed their lives. And you can also read testimonials online now at the BioTouch website, which is justtouch.com. But I think, and I've included this entire testimonial in my book because it is so profound. There was a man named Curtis, and he was 74 years old, and he suffered with retinitis pigmentosa, which is a hereditary disease that affected the men in his family for generations and caused them to go blind. And at the time that he discovered BioTouch, a friend had told him about it, he had been blind for about 6 years. And he started coming to the center. At that time, it was in Colorado, the BioTouch Center, and he started getting worked on regularly. And, you know, he was a healthy skeptic at first. And that's fine. We welcome that. I was a skeptic at first because I couldn't believe anything that was this simple would really work. And so he was getting these sessions, and after a while, he started to be able to see light. And then he started to be able to pick out a mountain. As somebody was driving him in the car, he could see a mountain. And then eventually he could see a tree. And pretty soon he was able to see his own face in the bathroom mirror. And, I mean, the way he used his words to describe his joy, first he said he was frightened to see the old man's face, you know, and realize it was his face in the mirror. But I had to include his entire testimonial because it was so awe-inspiring that BioTouch helped him, a blind man, to see. So there are a lot of amazing stories, but, I mean, that one really tops them all, I think. And there are, you know, are simple stories that I have in my book of, you know, when I worked on people and in the way that BioTouch helped them. You know, I had a lady who, she had arthritis and so much pain that she couldn't even move her thumbs. I mean, the pain went up to her, you know, up her arms. And after, you know, a couple of months of sessions with me, she was able to wiggle her thumbs. And it brought tears to my eyes. You know, it's you know, not just the blind man thing, but somebody able to have more, you know, movement without pain in their thumbs. So it runs the gamut.
Hmm. Amazing. No, I actually, my mic was muted just for a moment. And when you finished your story about the blind man beginning to see, I tried to say something, and of course you didn't hear it because I was muted. But that is amazing. Both of those stories are incredible. Was the fellow who had lost his sight, was he pursuing other avenues of healing as well, or was he resigned to this and just coming in for the BioTouch? What do you think?
Well, actually, at the time, he was also suffering from a form of cancer. Mm. And so he was having regular, you know, medical protocols as well, but nothing for his sight. I think at that point, they had told him there was nothing they could do for his sight.
Wow.
But that brings up an important point, that BioTouch is really what we say is it's a wonderful complement to whatever other medical protocols that you are engaged in already. And it further enhances whatever else you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And although people do come to us when the doctors have said there's nothing more that can be done, you know, for people, but it also is wonderful alongside whatever else, you know, that you're doing for your own health care.
Right. You know, I'm sure that a number of our listeners are actually energy healers. We just have that kind of listenership. And so I'm wondering if somebody's in that situation where they're doing energy healing, maybe Reiki, maybe some other form, and they wanted to learn BioTouch, what do you think about combining energy healing with BioTouch, or do you really just want to keep it just so simple? What's your thoughts on that?
Oh, no, we welcome people to come in and take the classes and then be able to offer BioTouch alongside of whatever else that they are offering. We have acupuncturists. We have massage therapists. We actually have nurses that come in, and when they take the classes at the center or online, they actually, we are approved so that they have the continuing education courses, you know, units that they need. So we have a lot of massage therapists and nurses that come and add this BioTouch to whatever else that they are offering their clients or patients.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you know, we say, yes, just add BioTouch into your life everywhere and anywhere.
Okay. And, you know, speaking of that, getting other people involved, have you gotten any feedback from, like, the medical community or, you know, people that sort of mainstream that might normally tend to poo-poo this? Have you, what are those people saying about this?
Well, Dr. Weil has an integrative program here at the University of Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And twice a year, he invites residents in his program, medical residents, to come to Tucson and to experience different kinds of energy and manual and, you know, complementary healing techniques. And BioTouch has been invited for about 3 or 4 years now to take part in that.
Hmm.
And so I got to work on, several times got to work on these young residents, and they were fascinated. I was trying to get them to relax, you know, and I'm working on them, but they kept saying, well, wait, I have another question.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were very open to, you know, I mean, and they really, it's hard in a medical practice to be able to touch people, you know, with their bare hands, to take the time to do that. But they were fascinated with the whole idea of and how it can relax people. I remember talking to one of the residents, and he was going to be going into emergency medicine. And I said, listen, when someone comes in and they're so scared and in pain, you know, one of the best things you could do after you've done what you need to is to just touch them, you know, just skin to skin, touch them. And, you know, it was something he was really listening to.
Hmm.
Because that's not what he hears, you know, that's not what they, you know, they're learning. They have so much else that they have to learn that it's hard, you know, for them to think about just touching another human being just
mm-hmm.
with their hands.
Right. Oh. Right. Yeah. They probably have to be careful about that. But on the other hand, you know, like a reassuring hand on the shoulder, that kind
yes.
of thing has
exactly.
probably long been one of the signals, you know, subconscious signals that people translate into, oh, this fellow has good bedside manner or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That personal connection is so important. And of course, they're also restricted by insurance companies. I don't think insurance companies going to want to, you know, pay for a visit of just touching, you know what I mean?
Exactly. But what's interesting is that many hospitals now are using what's called a kangaroo method. So when a lady gives birth, you know, the newborn and the mom are wrapped together, skin to skin contact, because doctors are recognizing that the babies thrive as well as the new mothers. When they have that skin-to-skin contact, so differently than when you wrap a baby and put them alone in a bed in a crib right after birth, they have seen remarkable things when they wrap them together, skin-to-skin contact. You know, from birth, it's innate that we crave contact, another, you know, skin-to-skin contact with our moms and with others.
Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely. And in fact, I'm just sure, I mean, there is a lot of scientific basis for that. Like we were talking about before, the different hormones and that are involved. It's going to reduce stress hormone, increase the bonding, feel-good oxytocin hormone. And I'm sure there's a lot more that happens that actually could really play a role in healing. And even mainstream, you know, medicine is beginning to recognize this. And so, you know, it is kind of odd. I think the insurance companies and the, you know, pharmaceuticals are way behind the curve on this. But, you know, it can be a very real factor in healing, obviously. And it seems like in this case, there's even more going on. In fact, I wanted to ask you about that. So there's just the facet of touch alone, which is significant. Now, in addition, how important do you think it is that you know where to touch these different points that you've briefly touched on?
Well, that's key, actually. Mm-hmm. As simple as the method is, it is important that the points are precisely touched. It just, for some reason, these particular points have been shown over this 25-year history, although some people think it's much further back than 25 years. We actually have a practitioner in Egypt, and she has seen in the Cairo Museum, she has seen hieroglyphics that show the same way that we touch with our two fingers, and we have what's called greeting point. So before we even start a session, we do what's called the greeting. And she has seen these, you know, fingers being touched on those greeting points in hieroglyphics. So she's convinced that this came back, you know, from ancient, you know, Egypt, and who knows, right? but yes, these specific points do make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And so that part of it, the rest of it is so simple. However, yes, you know, you can't hurt anybody if you touch the wrong spots. You can never hurt anybody. But to be, you know, as effective as possible, it is important to know where these points are.
Interesting. You know, of course, my mind just immediately starts going on the different, you know, possible reasons for that. Like I say, the different points that are in acupuncture, and the various points in that yogis talk about, and Ayurveda. There's a lot of points in the body that are very significant in these other traditions for healing, and you would think that there might be a correlation there. So, but nobody has actually looked into that systematically, huh?
No, certainly no one has, you know, made a study of that, or, you know, did a comparative study. Because again, you know, the vision is to have BioTouch in everybody's home all over the world, where, you know, they can work on their neighbors can work on them. and remove a third party, and just mm-hmm. keep it simple, and especially for people who may not have access to medical care readily.
Right.
That there were things that they can do to help each other. And mm-hmm. People always ask me, well, can I do BioTouch on myself? And I always say, BioTouch is meant and designed to be one person touching another. It's a connectiveness, it's a relationship between people. But having said that, if I'm by myself and I just, smack my toe on the step, or if I have a bad headache and no one's around, you better be sure, yeah, I do BioTouch on myself. And is it mm-hmm. as effective as if someone else was working on me? Probably not. But yes, it still works.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, of course, just pragmatically, the more, if this does spread and people are practicing it all over the world, you know very well that people are going to wonder, okay, why does it work when I touch these spots and not other spots? And it's just a natural curiosity. So somebody's going to investigate that why. You know
I
what
think
I mean?
Maybe you should.
Well, maybe I am curious. Maybe that's why I do this show,
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go to a break for a few minutes. When we come back, we'll explore this some more. You're listening to Mind Matters, and I'm Ajay Amboris. We're talking with Deborah Schildhaus, the author of BioTouch, Healing with the Power in Our Fingertips. Stay with us.
Are your meditations deep and blissfully relaxing? Do you experience the ease of pure being, the unboundedness of universal consciousness? If not, would you like to take your meditations much, much deeper and really feel profound results? Well, you can. Guaranteed. Now your meditation practice can be deepened through private instruction with a true meditation master. This is how meditation has been taught from time immemorial, one-on-one, so your practice can be geared to meet your personal needs and experience. Spiritual practice was never intended to be one-size-fits-all. Ajay and Boris has studied and taught meditation to thousands around the world for the past 45 years. He has intimate knowledge of beginning and advanced techniques from a number of meditation traditions, both East and West. Whether you're new to meditation or have been meditating for years, he'll help make sure your meditations are all they can be. Schedule an appointment with Ajayan. If you're not satisfied, your consultation is free. To schedule an appointment, email ajayan@ajayan.com or call 425-677-5451 today. That's 425-677-5451. 425-677-5451. Enjoy a relaxing, healing, hour-long Reiki session through the hands of meditation and Reiki master Ajay and Boris. Reiki treats the whole person, including body, emotions, mind, and spirit, creating many beneficial effects that include relaxation and feelings of peace, security, and well-being. Many have reported miraculous results. Ajayan incorporates tantric mantras and yantras that bring an added dimension and power to traditional Reiki healing. To find out more and to schedule your appointment, email ajayan@ajayan.com today.
It has been said from ancient to modern times that the seed of health begins in the colon. Fern Life Center's colon hydrotherapy is a safe, clean, odor-free method of cleaning up your digestion without the use of drugs or chemicals. Toxicity of the colon can cause severe disease, ranging from simple allergies to major medical problems, including cancer, altered immunity, and even mental health issues that range from brain fog to bipolar disorder. Go to www.fernlifecenter.com today to schedule your colon hydrotherapy appointment and start your journey to clean health today.
Call Fern Life Center at 425-391-3376. That's 425-391-3376 to schedule your next appointment and to learn more about their colon hydrotherapy packages.
This station is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And welcome back to Mind Matters. We are speaking with Deborah Schildhaus, the author of BioTouch, Healing with the Power in Our Fingertips. And Deborah, one more time, if you don't mind, if you'd give the website where people can download the manual that tells about the different touch points and so forth.
Yes. JustTouch.com is the website for the BioTouch organization. And my website is Deborah Schildhaus, DebraSchildhouse.com. There's lots of good information on both of those sites.
Okay, great. So just a little bit, I know that people are always curious where things came from. And over the break, you were going into a little more detail, but I still a lot for me to know. This was apparently discovered by a fellow who was, as you call him, the town healer in Mangos, Colorado, correct?
Yes, Mangos, Colorado.
And when was that?
So he was doing, the town healer in this small town outside of Durango, Colorado. He got to be known as the town healer. He and his wife, actually, were both doing this technique out of their home at all hours of the day and night. Nobody had to make an appointment. They would just show up and go into the house, and they would be given free sessions of this technique. And it made such a big impression on the people of the town. And so what happened was Paul Buckey, and he is the man who is the co-founder and co-director of the BioTouch organization. Mm-hmm. But back then in the 80s, he had just moved to Mancos, and he had hurt his back, and he tried for a year himself to make it feel better. He, you know, tried yoga and all kinds of things. He didn't want to go and do the traditional doctor stuff. He thought he could do it himself, but he couldn't. And finally people told him, just go and see the town healer. He will take care of it. And so Paul broke down and said, okay, I'll go, you know, although what he says is he was driving in his truck one day and the truck just kind of went up the healer's driveway. And so there he was. And so the healer took him into a bedroom and, you know, asked him to remove his shirt and started to do these special touchings on his back and these, you know, different, you know, points. And Paul didn't know what to expect. And when the man was done, he got up and left the room, and you know, Paul was like, okay, that was weird. And so he said to the man, well, okay, how much do I owe you? And the man said, oh, well, I don't charge. We don't charge, you know, for healing. And Paul was very impressed by that, and he started to already notice that his back was a lot, you know, he had much more movement in it. It was not as much pain. And he came back a day or two later for a second BioTouch treatment, and after that his back pain was gone, and he was so impressed, and so he started hanging around the healer's house and started seeing how these people were, you know, so changed by having been touched in this way, and how they were so grateful. And he realized that he could devote the rest of his life, you know, to getting more people to learn how to do this technique. And he asked if, you know, the healer would teach him, and the healer did, and he was effective, and he realized everybody can learn this and be effective. And so Paul Buckey has actually spent, you know, the next, you know, the 25 years since then, and he's still at the center today teaching and sharing BioTouch. And it's his vision that this reach, you know, a global, you know, all over the world, where, you know, globally people can be helped by this.
So, you know, the healer, you kind of refer to him as the healer. The original fellow, his name was Norm Cochran, right?
That's right.
Okay. And he's no longer with us. He passed away at some point.
Yes.
Did he actually see his technique, you know, being, you know, taken and propagated by Paul?
Well, he really didn't get an opportunity to do that. What he said when Paul asked him, how did you even come up with this technique? Mm-hmm. What he said to Paul was, He said he was visiting a friend one night, and the friend's wife started to go into early labor, like she was going to miscarry, and she had had 4 previous miscarriages, and she was very scared. And he said that, you know, they were all panicking, but all of a sudden, Norm said he got very calm, and he realized that he knew what to do. He could help her if he could just touch her. And it just seemed to come to him. He knew where to touch her. And she allowed him to do that. And after 20 minutes, the bleeding slowed, and then it stopped. And she was able to, you know, take that pregnancy all the way and have a healthy baby. And the word just spread after that. And, you know, he, whenever questioned, he says, I don't know where it came from. I don't want to ask too many questions. I'm grateful that it came to me. But when Paul said, well, so how did you know where to touch for this or for this? And so they started to talk about where he would touch for certain conditions. And Paul helped him to start writing down what points and where. And so the very first training manual was born.
Hmm. Wow. And that's amazing. And then Paul himself, was his back was healed by Norm, I guess.
Exactly.
Huh. Amazing history. Interesting. Some people are just, from whatever reason, very intuitive, maybe past life experience, whatever it is. But it sounds like this Norm fellow just was remarkable in his ability to follow his intuition and tune right in.
Exactly. And then Paul came along and he had the vision. He had been on a spiritual path since he was 5 years old. And he lived a very unusual life. He was a hippie. He lived in various communes with like-minded, spiritual-seeking people. And I have a lot of his life story in my book as well, because it's so fascinating and so interesting. And so he, you know, devoting his life like this is, I mean, who knows anybody that does that? I mean, he's very unusual. And we're all grateful to him that he's had a vision like he has and is still working to help that vision become a reality.
Right. Okay, beautiful. And how about yourself? How did you get into this?
Well, with me, it started back in 1980. I was watching a movie with Ellen Burstyn, and it was called Resurrection. And Ellen played a hands-on healer. And wow, my mind was blown watching her take away people's pain and diseases. And it's like one of those moments in your life where you remember it forever. It's like, wow, you know? And I said, I want to do that. And so the next day I had run out to a bookstore, and in 1980 there weren't a lot of books on hands-on healing, but I found 2. And I took them home and studied them, and it was really hard because they were saying I had to focus, I had to concentrate, I had to meditate, I had to bring healing warmth into my hands and see colored lights coming out of my hands. And I was struggling with that, and I was like trying to work on friends and family as like a guinea pig, you know, oh, come on, let me work on you. And most of the time my hands stayed cold and I couldn't do a thing. But occasionally, my hands would get warm, and I could take away, I don't know, a headache or a gas pain or something. Mm-hmm. But normally, as I said, my hands were, you know, just cold. And they stayed cold when I needed them the most, and that was 6 years ago when my daughter came down with viral meningitis. And she was in so much pain, and she was suffering, and the doctors were trying everything, and none of, you know, what they were offering was helping her pain either. And my hands, I was trying to bring the warmth to them and touch her and help her, and they were cold, and it was a horrible time. Luckily, she recovered on her own, and she went back to her normal life, busy and happy like always, but I was forever changed. I never wanted to feel that helpless or hopeless ever again. And so I made a vow that I was going to find a healing technique that I could use that would be effective. And I remembered that a year before, I had actually read an article about BioTouch, but I hadn't acted on it. I was busy, and I figured, oh, you know, that's nice, but I'll look into that later. Well, I found that article, and, of course, the BioTouch Center that offered classes just happened to be here in Tucson where I lived, And so I made, I signed up to take the class as soon as I could. And I knew at the end of that two-day class that I had found the technique that I was looking for.
Wonderful, wonderful. So how many people are at your center doing BioTouch, and how many people around, how widespread is it? Is it around the world? Is it just in Arizona? Is it in the country? How is it developed and propagated now?
Well, we have maybe 20 or so staff members who are, everybody in this organization is a volunteer. So all the practitioners are volunteers, and so we do have quite a number of people around, the Tucson area that come for sessions and take classes. But we do want it to be, it's like the best kept secret. And that's one of the reasons I wrote the book, is that we need to get this out there to all the people who are suffering or know people that are suffering, and they don't realize that the power is in their fingertips to help, people they love, and those people can help them. And so, yeah, there are practitioners around the world, but not in a huge way. There are pockets here and there, but it needs to get out there more. I did get an email from a lady in India who, I don't know if she found my book, thank heavens, and she's now working on her mother and she's working on her son. And that just was so gratifying to me, because that's what we're trying to do here.
Mm-hmm. Do you, in your book, do you give those a knowledge of the technique and the different points that you need to touch and so forth?
Not in my book. My book is not the why, the what. My book is the why. And so my book is why you should embrace BioTouch, why it will, transform your life and those of people you love. And then the BioTouch training manual is the what.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so together they, it's the big picture.
Right. Okay. Great. Does Paul travel at all to teach this, or is it people either download the manual or they come to classes right there in Tucson?
Well, right now that they can go, come here to Tucson, or they can take online classes, but Paul is always very willing and able to go and give a presentation, give a workshop, and wherever he's wanted. I think that he would be more than happy to go and just spread this around. And I mean, that is the vision, and that would be fabulous. So
wonderful,
yeah.
Cool. All right. How about yourself? Like, have you been healed yourself of anything in particular?
Yes, and that's another story that's in the book. Not only does it heal you in a physical way, but it actually can heal you psychologically, spiritually, emotionally. I had a really tragic thing happened when I was 19 years old. My father and my boyfriend were both, they both died within 6 months of each other.
Mm.
And I carried the scars of that for a long time. And BioTouch helped me to, many, many years later to work through that. It also helped me when I had, and Paul worked on me, and this is in the book too, when I was having what I thought was carpal tunnel syndrome. Mm-hmm. And he worked on me once a week for 5 weeks, and it's been gone ever since. It's, no pain, no tingling, everything's fine. So, yes, it has, shown itself to me physically, on myself, and emotionally. And just recently, my mother just passed away. She was 95. She was in hospice for 6 weeks. And I would work on her every single day. And I could see that when I was giving her a BioTouch session, she was breathing more deeply. She was less agitated. And she, over the years, I have worked on her, and she was having memory problems. But for some reason, she always remembered the name BioTouch, and she always would hold up her fingers knowing that that's what I was going to be using, my fingers, to help her. And I know that I helped her release when she passed away.
Beautiful. Well, Deborah, thank you so much for joining us. We're at the end of our hour, but fascinating stuff. I'm really glad to know about BioTouch. I hope our listeners are too. So again, the book is BioTouch, Healing with the Power in Our Fingertips by Deborah Schildhaus. Check it out. And thank you for joining us, folks. I hope you tune in again next week. Mind Matters is part of the Healthy You Radio Network.